We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in funny car, Tommy Johnson Jr. 3.918 at 321.73. Took it back from Bob Tasca there in the Q4. Tommy, you talked about when you got out of the car, but what about conditions and able to get around Bob for your first number one of the year?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. I mean, in the car driving it, I could tell it was a really good run. It felt really good. And but just the conditions out here, I mean, I thought maybe we could squeak a 94 out of it, you know, maybe a high 93, but it was 91. It's pretty impressive. I was shocked, you know. I mean, I couldn't believe it went 91. So it I didn't think we could run that quick, but John seemed awful confident on the start line, and now I know why he was so confident. I mean, he was like, yeah, we're good, you know. So obviously he had full intentions of taking it back, and we being number one Friday night allowed us to experiment a little bit. Q3, it was okay, you know, it was running okay, and then it came loose. So he said, nah, we'll put it back, we'll go out there and get it back. So I'm like, okay, cool.
So was the Q3 an experiment for tomorrow's conditions?
Yeah, it was actually just to try something to see, you know, how much we could get away with. You know, it just didn't wear enough clutch. You know, we were trying something, and it was easy to address the issue. That was what made it nice. It was easy to, okay, that doesn't work right in that area. If we see those conditions again tomorrow, we have to fix that area. But with the little bit of cloud cover here and there, and it cooled that still track was pretty warm, you know. I think it was 104, 105 or something, maybe a little warmer than that when we ran. No, 114 maybe. I don't know what it was, but I was listening to them on the radio. But it was still pretty warm, so I didn't know if there was a 91 there. And John mentioned this morning that he actually was trying to run a low 90 last night, and it didn't go as planned. So I think he went back and fixed last night's problems for Q4 and tried again, and it did what he told him to do this time.
What does the number one do for your team as far as morale?
I don't know. My boys are pretty happy at the other end. It does. It helps boost morale. You know, I mean, obviously you're in the fight to try to win this championship, and the better you can do and the confidence it gives everybody, you just seem to do better and better once your confidence gets up there. And it certainly doesn't hurt, you know, coming into race day, everybody's got a little kick in their step. And for me, like going up there, knowing you have a really good car, it takes some pressure off, you know, not having to try to do it yourself or, you know, try to make up for something. I mean, I know I got a good car and not worried about anything. I just go up there and race.
Bob beside you, they were going like, not only are you racing for the number one, you're also racing to not have to race Matt in the first
I was thinking about that, actually. You know, I was in the car, I was listening, and I thought, Hagen's 15th, we got to move. I don't want to run Matt first round. And right. So yeah, it was good. I kept listening to everybody else in front of me. I thought, nobody's moving, you know, like it's not working out here, so we're gonna have to do it ourselves. So yeah, it was in the back of my mind for sure.
All right.
I don't know who we got now, but
Attic. Yeah, Attic.
But yeah, I was well aware of Matt was. I heard Alan say, "Well, whoever ends up number two's got Matt Hagen." I'm like, "Yeah, I know, it's me. We got to fix that."
What's your crew chief's name again?
John Collins.
John Collins. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in a groove right now. John's in a really good groove. The car's happy, and it reacts to every change that he makes. He's not a super aggressive crew chief. He picks at stuff, and that's why we're so consistent. We don't go off in left field and trying something. We just small changes, just pick it away. He sees a direction he likes. He just keeps kind of inching that way, and it pays off in the long run. It really gives you a solid performing car that's really consistent, and they got to beat you. I always tell everybody, we're not going to be the guy who goes out here and runs the big numbers and low ET and number one qualifier all the time, but every now and then we will.
Are you surprised it took this long to get a number one all this year?
No. It's been an interesting year. Yeah. You know, we started off pretty good at the beginning of the season, and then the changes with the track prep, and we had a 6-disc, and it threw us for a curve, and then we come back with our 5-disc, and we tried to go a little different direction with it, and just, but you could see it starting to happen. Before the Western Swing, right before the Western Swing, you could see it starting to come together. And, you know, since then, it has seemed to get better and better and better and better and better every race. So that's, I mean, I knew this was going to happen before around Denver time, you know, right before Denver time. You could see it coming. So you just stay the course and it'll be there.
You know.
Gotta be patient sometimes. I told him, I said, nobody cares who wins the six. They only care who wins the last six.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you.